Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to the Psalms, where I'll be reading verses 5 through 7 of Psalm 78, and this is from the Common English Bible translation. He established a law for Jacob and set up instruction for Israel, ordering our ancestors to teach them to their children. This is so that the next generation and children not yet born will know these things, and so they can rise up and tell their children to put their hope in God, never forgetting God's deeds, but keeping God's commandments. And now for a devotion from the book called Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Keller Hawkins, pastor, facilitator, and sexuality educator, currently training to become a licensed marriage and family therapist and licensed clinical pastoral therapist. In college, I became enamored of learning our old family recipes. I would go to my Nana's house each break and learn to make one of our family's signature dishes. As is true with many old family recipes, there wasn't really a recipe. The cooks who made them over time knew them so well that they could feel them out, knowing exactly what was needed and when. For this kind of learning, I needed to serve my apprenticeship. And so I did. Slowly but surely, I learned the way the dough should feel, the color the roux needed to be, the type of weather we need when we make divinity, a candy that when I have countlessly failed at making it, my Nana gracefully always blames the humidity. Over the years, I've gotten better and better at making those recipes. My Nana still makes the best gumbo, but my chicken and dumplings gives her a run for its money. But the real treasure is that I'm passing along the tradition. Each time I go into the kitchen and make something from the family cookbook, I feel I'm doing holy work. The soft kneading of biscuit dough, the sautéing of the veggies, the stirring of the caramel. This is a part of my culture that I am proud of, that I wanted to learn so I could pass it on. It excites me, energizes me, and gives me purpose. When the psalmist talks about passing down our stories and wisdom to the next generation, I think about my moments in the kitchen with my Nana. The psalmist yearns for that next generation to rise up and tell their children to put their hope in God, not because they have to, but because they want to. How might we live in a way that spurs our grandchildren to ask, "Can you teach me?" God of wisdom, guide us to build cultures we are proud to pass on, in your name. Amen. And now a question for your personal reflection this week. How do you put your hope in God? What are you doing to awaken faith in the next generation? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We will conclude a two-part worship series this weekend called Living a Christ-Centered Life in a Selfie-Centered World, which will focus on social media and mental health, especially for our children and youth. Pastor Jenny's sermon title will be Screen Foolish. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. For more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time, right here on the Good We Can.